This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You wouldn't give any consideration of starting Nestor Cortes instead of Luis Gil?
No.
Gil wasn't very good. Now, I like Gil a lot.
We talked about it a lot.
I thought he was the second best pitcher. But what you saw against Cleveland wasn't good. I think Gil's going to get tattooed. Again, now, not that Nestor couldn't get tattooed against the Dodgers either. Mm-hmm. I mean, as a matter of fact, anybody could get tattooed. But I would at least consider Nestor starting a game against the Dodgers instead of Luis Gil.
I wouldn't. I don't think there's any chance he's going to start. I think Susan's absolutely right. I think that there's more advantage for the ability to, you know, manipulate certain aspects of the game where it might be an early inning, higher leverage spot where you go to Cortes to face a lefty with a couple of guys on, and it could be very advantageous. And even if it's even if you don't utilize him and go to him, there's still the notion that he could come in. Not that he's going to scare Freddie Freeman, I'm not saying, or scare Ohtani, but I think, all right, so what's more likely? That Gil has a decent start versus Cortes. I think that's fairly comparable, because I do think the longer Cortes pitches, number one, he's a little rusty. Number two, he doesn't have great stuff. He's got great guile, doesn't have great stuff. So I think that, and he'll does when he's on. So I think it's flip of a coin. Yeah. So if that's kind of a push, where's the advantage lie? He'll come out of the pen or Cortes, and for me, it's Cortes, but they're lefty sticks.
Fair enough. Either way, it's not a huge deal because it's a fourth starter. Either way, it's not a good thing for the Yanks, although it is good to get Cortes back and just have another option. But I just feel like I trust him to be craftier, be a better pitcher than he is a better pitcher than Gil. He doesn't have the stuff that Gil has, but he's a better pitcher than Luis Gil.
He's definitely craftier. Now, let me ask you this. I mean, I know my answer is very easy because to me, it's, you know, the ability to strike out 8, 9, 10 guys, he won't go that long. But I mean, during the regular season, the answer is obviously more Gil. Who would you feel more comfortable coming in? You know, whether it's a lefty or a righty, and there's a lot of traffic and there's only one out. See, at that point, Gil would worry me that he's not going to find the strike zone. At least I know Cortes, even if he's going to nibble a little bit more, he's going to be around the strike zone. He's not going to walk two guys in a row.
Right, so you don't want that coming out of the pen.
He could roll the double play. I just feel like there's more options, more chance for some outs with him.
Brandon is in Connecticut. What's up, Brandon?
Great interview, but Susan, it was nice to have her back. I had to get married on the 23rd. That's how big of a fan I am of Don Mattingly. So that was, gave me goosebumps, that interview. As far as with Nestor Cortes, would there be a competitive advantage to have him pitch game four and then possibly replace him on the roster? What's the rule as far as if he comes up lame, would they be able to replace him?
Yeah, I believe the rule is unless somebody gets injured during the actual series, then you can't make any clerical transactions. I don't think you could have somebody start and then mid-series without injury change.
Right.
I'm almost positive you can't.
It just happened in the LCS, I think.
What's that?
It just happened in the LCS.
Yeah, but Hamilton got hurt.
We got hurt.
And thanks for the call.
I'm saying if there's injury, there is a window of opportunity if somebody gets hurt. Pat, you got something?
No, he's saying can Nestor fake an injury, but you can't do that.
Like, I guess you could try anything, but...
Susan basically said, you know, he's got a flexor strain, so if he says, you know, I'll tell you whatever it takes to pitch in the World Series, that he goes 3-4 innings, I don't know, maybe in game two if Rodon has a bad start, and then says, oh, my arm is shot, okay, you're off the World Series roster because of an injury, whether it's real or not, and then they get another reliever, another bat in there.
Well, who's he going to replace anyway on the roster?
Well, I mean, Leiter probably pitched his way onto the back end of the roster again.
Leiter's more valuable.
Grisham or Dominguez. I mean, you know, Dominguez pinch ran. I'm trying to remember. Did, I don't even think Grisham got on the field for a pinch run. I know Dominguez
did. You don't need both those guys.
Yeah, I agree. You don't. So you don't need both. So who's more valuable, Grisham?
Probably Grisham.
Or Dominguez because of his defense.
Yeah. And veteran presence. Like,
I probably agree.
It's amazing. All the things that we talked about all year long. Glaber, Stanton, Dominguez.
I know.
Okay, go back years ago. Cashman, Boone, like here we are.
I know.
The Yankees have also had two lefty relievers, Tim Hill and Tim Mazza.
Oh, and Hill's been very good.
Each playoff series, I think Nestor probably replaces Tim Mazza.
He does. Not replacing Hill. It's a good point. Definitely not going to replace Tim Hill. He's done a pretty good job.
Stroman, you would think, is going to be on the roster. I would load up on the pitching. I would want as much pitching, as many options as I possibly can going up against this Dodger team. It doesn't mean that they're going to dismiss Dominguez or Grisham, but you're not going to need those guys anyway.
Well, who are you going to pinch hit for? The only reason you need extra, you know, versatility from a position perspective is if you have two or three guys like the Guardians did,
right,
who you might very well want to pinch hit.
Because they stink, right?
No. What Yankee are you going to pinch hit for? Nobody.
I mean, you could say the catcher spot.
Say like Verdugo, tough lefty. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that there's no spots, but for the most part, you roll it out who you roll it out.
Right. You're going to get a pinch hit Dominguez and then take Verdugo out of the game late.
I wouldn't do that. Although, unless you could put Grisham in at that point, I guess. But now you're running out of bodies if you go to extra innings. Like, that's a depth
thing. What do you
got
to do? What happened?
Moraes just ran in here to tell us that yesterday they had alluded to the fact they're going to have 13 pitchers on the roster for the series.
So what was it? What did they have last round?
I guess it was 12, right?
I think so.
So then
they're going to lose a position player. Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, probably Dominguez, probably.
The way they're built, you're right. Like,
who are you pinch hitting for?
I mean,
not many.
Right, not many, if any. And if you do,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Dominguez at this point, you trust, like, as a pinch hitter, you trust a guy that's been an everyday player his career, you know, in the minor leagues and working his way up, you pinch hit in a big spot.
Probably not.
No,
if you're down like a run or two, no, I don't.
Birdie's
not with
valuable. He's not going anywhere. Oswaldo,
Birdie's definitely playing.
Right, Oswaldo, you're going to have on
definitely.
It's Grisham.
Trevino, you got two catchers.
Yeah, I think Dominguez would be the odd man out.
Yeah,
if they're going to carry an extra pitcher.
What about the thought that actually I think Grisham may be a 2-year deal. I'm almost positive that it was. So I don't think that he's on the. I believe he's on the roster next year. Maybe some optionality, but. Is there any thought like, hey, if neither's going to really play, is it worth having the young player who's going to be around, hopefully for the next 10, 12 years in Dominguez, just have him in the dugout around it? Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, he is a free agent. I thought it was a 1-year plus, one plus one. Either way. All right. Thank you, Zoo. Got it.
Rick is in Tampa. What's up, Rick?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's up? You know, I would take Dominguez. You know, it's funny because I think that he's the one absent player in this run, BT, that's just been phenomenal. That it was as absent, or I thought he'd have more of an impact. But because Stan, because Verdugo, everybody's been playing so good, we haven't really needed him.
Think about this, Rick. I'll let you make your point, of course. We actually had conversations, debates. Now, I was a big proponent of, at some point, maybe having Dominguez play over Stanton. This a while ago. But I was pretty steadfast going into the series with the Royals. I said, I got to put Verdugo out there. He's a better fielder. I got to let Dominguez rot on the bench a little bit. So I was a big proponent during the summer.
Yeah, regular season, you wanted Dominguez up here instead.
Yep.
Postseason, we both said, you got to go with Verdugo.
Well, once we saw him butcher the outfield, we're like, how do you put him out there?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Go ahead, Rick.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree with that. Now, the thing is, three quick points. And one, that door, I was out that game last year in L.A. when Judge got hurt. I can't imagine that's not fixed or something right now. So let's hope that the L.A. Dodgers are taking care of that. But three quick things. Gerrit Cole, huge start. I mean, you're talking about players proving. I think Gerrit Cole, he's got the rest. He's got the warm weather for him for his start. I think he has to come up huge. And of course, Judge. I think he has to come up big as well. And I tell you, Gleyber Torres, you know how much we hate on him and all this stuff. If you remember 5 years ago, he was the five-tool player that we couldn't get rid of. And now if he could continue and do his thing like he's been doing, we'll have to be talking
about it. He's been a difference maker. And thanks for the call,
Rick.
He's been a difference maker. If he's getting on, you're screwed. Because then you have to pitch to Soto and Judge with guys out, like, you're, it's a mess. If you're the opposing team and Gleyber is, and he's gotten on almost every time, it feels like, especially early in these games.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, they aren't even driving him in early on. Usually the Yanks in the first inning coming up short, even though they get, it's Torres and Soto on base.
Especially in Kansas City. Judge bounced into a couple double plays, so, whiffed.
Torres has been a difference maker, but back to the biggest point that I think Rick made, BT, Cole. Because if, in my mind, if this series is going to come down to Yankees pitching versus the Dodgers hitting, like, I think the Yanks are going to hit the Dodgers pitching. And I know the Dodgers are going to be the most difficult lineup that the Yankees have faced by far. Gerrit Cole is an ace. This is not Jack Flaherty. It's not Carlos Rodon or Luis Gil or Clark Schmidt. Gerrit Cole is supposed to be the best of the best. He won the Cy Young a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting paid to be an ace. He's going to get paid more, whatever it may be.
Yep.
This is a spot where the Yankees need their ace to shut down the Dodgers. If that means 3 runs, 7 innings, 8 innings, whatever it may be, that's what it means. But they need Gerrit Cole to keep the Dodgers in check as their ace twice this series.
I'm not pushing back on that. I mean, it's big boy time. You're in your early 30s. You're one of the greatest of this generation. And you've had a tough injury. You've had an interesting season, some flashes of greatness, but not who you were last year for sure when you were the best pitcher in baseball. You got to perform. Otherwise, you just didn't get the job done. And that's what history will reflect. There's really no other way to say it.
Right.
It's why the Yankees got him.
And he's been bad 2 out of 3 in the postseason against lesser lineups.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he can't show up now, but this is why they got him. You're exactly right. This is their advantage in this series. If you look at the lineups, I would say advantage Dodgers, but you could make a case for the Yankees certainly in the lineup.
It's very close. I could see both ways.
Yeah, I still go Dodgers. If you go bullpen, I would go, I still could see even. I mean, Dodgers have some nasty. I'm trying to
it's
nasty.
It's a close series.
All right. If you go starting pitching, it's a clear advantage Yankees, specifically at the top. Gerrit Cole has to be an ace for that.
I agree. Real fast here, Sal. I think one of the keys for both teams, really, and you hear this a lot watching games, like a shutdown inning, because I'm kind of with Susan. I think it's going to be an offensive series.
Yeah.
I really do. It's going to be the profile. There's going to be some runs. So whether it's the starter, even if it's like not a great start, but it's like 5-4 in the fifth inning and some traffic and it's a little wobbly, whenever you get gifted two more than one run, but certainly 2 or 3, you got to come out, put a zero up. Like, because that's going to, I think that is so key. That applies to Flaherty, Cole, Rodon, every starter, Yamamoto, you name it. You get some runs, you can't go out and give it right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.